The Alan Donegan Show. Zoe, Manny, Chris, Katie and Alan. The most inappropriate show in Basingstoke.
Good morning and welcome to the 17th ever show of the Alan Donegan Show. Recap of last week, we had the Basingstoke College of Technology special. We had the principal and several of the lecturers and we had a chat all about Basingstoke College of Technology, media and all sorts. That was going on last week. We found out that Chris wanted to be a racing driver when he was younger and the Dark Warrior Zoe wanted to save the world.
I think it's worked.
There's been significant change since last week. We are here with the whole team. In fact, it is a crowded studio this morning. We've got Chris.
Hello, Basingstoke.
We've got Zoe, the Dark Warrior.
Good morning.
Katie, the Stats Wicker.
Whoop whoop.
And Manny Latina.
Hooray!
As well as special guest today, Adam Shepherd.
Hi.
You've got a history as a voiceover.
I do.
That's a fantastic voice. And Adam has come with his brother Tom as well.
Hello there.
And Sarah, who is not in the room and refuses to sit at the studio desk.
Boo.
So she's been on the phone to a estate agent, she's been in and out of the studio, and I think she's actually going to come and join us at... No. She's gone straight for the couch. Unbelievable. So we're here... The show's going on. It is Sunday. We've got loads coming up. We're going to be talking about speaking, communicating and Toastmasters with Adam. We're going to be talking about technology and Adam's from Microsoft as well, so we've mentioned that as well.
Surrounded by a room full of Apple fans.
Yeah, there are apples everywhere with Adam in the corner.
And some bananas.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Fruit group-based stuff this morning.
Fruit-based stuff, definitely. And coming up, I got a random tweet late last night from Zoe saying, please add fake man tan to the agenda. So I am dying to find out what the fake man tan section is all about.
Is it something to do with Manny Latina?
Olé!
You know, it might just be.
And we also have, coming up today, great music chosen by Adam. We've got Adele with Turning Tables. We've got Circus by Dirty Loops. We've got Billy Joel with Always a Woman. And we've got Radical Face with Welcome Home Son, which makes a big change from the music from the last show, which was picked by the principal at Beecott, which the rest of us were too young to remember.
apart from the Black Peas.
Apart from the Black Peas, which is also known as the Black Eyed Peas. Fail on my behalf.
I thought that was going to be a really awkward moment there for a second.
It was a very awkward moment. And we also have special guest Buzz Lightyear!
Woo!
Roughly translated, it means it's an intergalactic emergency. And Buzz will be talking to us throughout the show. So you're listening to the Alan Donegan Show. You can tweet us at Alan Donegan, which is D-O-N-E-G-A-N, or you can email us, studio@alandonegan.com. Get in touch if you have questions for the team, you want to find out what's going on, or just anything at all, get in touch. And we're going to go straight into the first track of the show, which is why did you choose this song, Adam?
So, first song, Adele. So, I actually went to the iTunes Music Festival this year. You know, they do that thing
that?
Every year.
It's an Apple one, of course.
And, yeah. That was the only embarrassing part. Where was it, Sarah? I forget, wasn't it?
Roundhouse.
The Roundhouse, yeah. So, they have the different artists on every night. And you put your name in to try and get tickets. So, we got tickets to Adele. Never seen her before live. Absolutely awesome. And this is my favourite song from the night.
Fantastic. So we have Adele with Turning Tables to start the show.
Close enough to start a war. All that I have is on the floor. God only knows what we're fighting for. All that I say, you always say more. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I
Adele with Turning Tables, and you're listening to the Alan Donegan Show.
Donegan.
Donegan? Is that how you have to say my name to get the phone to call me?
That is exactly right.
So tell us what you have to say to the phone.
Well, so I start off by going, call Alan Donegan. Sorry, did not catch that. So then you go, call Alan Donegan. And it goes, calling Alan Donegan.
Fantastic. You've got to love these phones. My phone, the voice feature, is rubbish now. It used to be good, and then they introduced this Siri thing, and it is dreadful. It does not understand me. Then I noticed in the most recent update to my phone, it had a little bit, we've updated Siri so that it understands Australian accents first, better. And I thought, well, why didn't you start with English? If it understood English first, I'd appreciate that.
What about posh accents? Because you're quite posh, aren't you? So maybe it's struggling with your...
poshness.
I always thought they were better with posh accents. To be fair to Siri, they are still in beta, though.
They're still in beta. Why did they launch it then instead of just making me think Apple are rubbish?
Well, my guess would be because the more data they can gather from people's voices, the more chance they've got of making a good...
Are they
gathering my data?
Yes, probably. They're storing just your voice, Katie.
Well, it is a lovely voice.
It is a lovely voice.
You've done well.
Sultry, one might say.
Yeah. You need to add a bit of bass, but pretty sultry.
It's funny, though, because... The Siri, the American voice is a lady, but if you ask for the English UK version, the man's he's very posh and proper. Posh, you know, you notice that, yeah.
I'm Siri.
How could I help you?
Good morning. And speaking of audio, that is what Manny Latina does for a living.
I do, yes. I'm just looking at the mic and facing the wrong way because I hide myself. I like to record things and not actually be part of the recording.
And last show, we had a proper sound studio at B-Cult for it, and Manny was outside the studio.
I was, yeah.
So we could only hear him through the headphones in the studio, which was a little bit weird.
Oh, okay.
It was perfect for me, I enjoyed that.
And now we're forcing you to say stuff on air.
You are, that's all right. I've been working lately, so I'm quite used to getting out in front of the mic at the moment. I've been making noises, so you don't hear me.
Type of noises have you been making, Manny?
All sorts. I've had to break bottles in woods. I've had to break cabbages with baseball bats. I've had to hit...
cabbages with baseball bats?
Is that the sound of a head being hit?
Yeah, I've had to bash my garage door. So that works really well.
It's very destructive, your job.
it just beats stuff up.
Secret violent tendency going on here.
If you hit the garage door 3 or 4 times and reverse it, and then, you know, at the end of the reverse, you put on a big hit metal hit and a cabbage hit, it's perfect for when someone's going to get... their head chopped off. It really works.
This is the secret of the movies.
How do you compare, though, the sounds that you're making to the sound of an actual head getting chopped off?
You don't. That's the thing. You just
have to make it as all imagination.
Yeah, it is. It's as long as you believe, then it's
what
good.
On earth made you think of using the garage door? Like, how did you know that was going to work?
Well,
it's really random.
You kind of lean against it, and it goes... and you think, well, if it went... that'd be much better. So we record it forward, and then we.
And what did you test other vegetables? So you, did you start with cabbage,
yes, course,
or did you try aubergine?
No, I had,
I thought he started with a carrot from his
head. I had
aubergine
celery,
might be
celery's great.
Oh, for cracking?
Yes.
As a, that's not a hitting with a baseball bat, though, is it?
It's broken bone sound effect.
Pumpkin is great to hit with a baseball bat. That's what got used in the end.
Pumpkin
yeah. And watermelon.
I guess because that's quite open in the middle, so yes. It makes a nice
hollow sound.
It'll still make a cracking sound as well, but the cabbage wouldn't exactly crack as such.
I don't really like this conversation anymore.
Sorry if you're eating a Sunday lunch right now.
Sunday lunch with noises, yes, but do think about smashing up your Sunday lunch, recording it, and you can make a business out of it.
Yeah, send it in.
Yeah, yeah. And you work, Tom. You work on a cruise ship.
I do, yes.
No, I felt I had to get Tom in there so that the people listening could know who I was talking to. So I stopped my sentence halfway, inserted a Tom, which made it sound unnatural.
It's all right,
and
it wasn't
continued.
Awkward. It's
it wasn't awkward, no one was releasing booze. Tom.
Yes, hello.
Tell us about cruise shipping.
Yes, I am a musical director / drummer. I did that in the air and then realised no one could see it.
No one could see it. We have big problems with most of the people on the show nodding when we ask them questions. It's a nightmare. They're all nodding now for humorous effect. You won't even get it out there.
Basically, it means I run all the music on board and I'm in charge of choosing the music for the band that I play in and then basically managing the other bands on the ship.
Tell us what a typical day looks like for you, Tom.
Well,
what a great question.
What a great question, Adam. Wow.
Well, usually I get up about midday, I suppose, and generally somewhere in the Caribbean. Maybe get off, have some lunch or something, and then we come back, and then we normally have two shows, either that we do every week, or we sometimes have fly-ons, which are these different performers who join the ship on one day and then leave the next.
Oh.
They come with a folder of music, and then we... Like, if it's Motown or rock or jazz or country or whatever, and then we have an hour to rehearse, and then we do two shows to 1,000 people.
Wow.
Each night.
And then what do you do?
Then we get drunk normally.
So, to sum up, sunbathe, hang out, chill out, bit of playing, get drunk.
The average day for a cruise ship music director?
Well, no, definitely not getting drunk, but the rest of it, for sure.
The rest of it, for sure.
The political line.
Sounds like a fantastic life in the Caribbean, doesn't
it? That's great.
We have other guests on the show. We had a guy called David Henderson, who's an ex-captain, flying...
Pilot.
Oh, wow. Pilot! That's the word I was searching for, pilot.
Why did you tell him?
just let him search,
I was flapping my arms. I was using body language on a radio show. But yeah, he came on the show and he does talks on cruise ships.
Oh, that's interesting.
So he does one or two talks a day on being a pilot to, and he gets audiences up to 600, 1,000 plus.
Yeah, it's amazing. The other thing that's interesting about ships is obviously we get a lot of different people coming to cruise. Like recently, the ship I was working on, they came and filmed that new Alvin and the Chipmunks movie. Chipwrecked. So you see the Carnival Dream in the film, so that's funny, yeah.
Did you get to meet them?
I mean no. They had their own ship at the side. They just came on and it was just like a regular cruise, but they just filmed like, you know, with everyone else there. Yeah, it was interesting.
Fantastic. And Buzz, have you been on a cruise ship?
Hola mi amigo, ¿cómo estás?
He's obviously been to Mexico.
He said, hello, friends, how are you? Buzz, how have you been?
Look out!
Buzz has just shot his laser gun.
Well, he saw Zergan in Scanner. He's got to shoot his laser.
He's got to shoot. So, look, we should play the next song, really, which I downloaded this morning from a site called SoundCloud, which I'd never heard of until Adam introduced it. What is SoundCloud?
It's a really good question. I never ever use it, but Tom, it's the only place you can get this next song.
Yeah, it's just basically a site where people upload their music, and it's just very easy to use, and a lot more people, I've noticed, even like more respected artists are using it to upload like newer stuff and stuff, and it's... it's a good way. And the next song is called Circus, which is actually a cover of a Britney Spears song. I'm not actually a Britney Spears fan myself. And
you
I
do
never...
look like one, though.
He does look like a Britney Spears,
fan.
I'd never even heard this song. Someone recommended this group to me. They're a trio from somewhere in Eastern Europe. I'm not exactly sure where. I think they're Danish.
They're signed now, though, by Britney's label, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is Denmark technically Eastern Europe?
Well, probably not. Yeah, well, there. I'm not exactly sure where they're from, really. But yeah, but they did a cover of this song, and I think it's really interesting. So yeah, hope you like it.
Fantastic. So we have Circus by Dirty Loops.
That entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I'm not your kind of girl. Don't let the back seat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots,
call the shots.
I'm like a firecracker, I'll make it hot. Rapper on the show. That are scared. Well, baby, I won't think you can prepare. I'm on a tight ship, so beware. Yeah, I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots,
call the shots.
I'm like a firecracker, I'm making hot when I put on the show.
By Dirty Loops. What do you think of that, Buzz Lightyear?
Buzz Lightyear, to the rescue!
Does that mean he thinks it's really bad?
They need help. Yeah. I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. A little bit of a show update. Last week on the show, it actually went out at 1, not 12 o'clock, because the servers on the radio show crashed. Disaster. Disaster. And I was told by the station director that we had 15 complaints about it going out late, And guess what I thought? Someone listens! Yes!
Well done.
So, maybe 2 weeks ago, yes. So, thank you very much for listening, and do complain if the show's not on, because it means that we know you're actually out
there.
And it
there. Gives Alan's ego a boost.
Because that needs a boost. So, yeah, email in, studio@alandonegan.com, or indeed tweet us. You can get us @AlanDonegan if you follow me or get involved with there, and then you'll find the other stars of the show, like Zoe, the Dark Warrior.
Where did that name come from?
She turned up in black leathers the very first week and looked like a Dark Warrior.
What kind of a show is this, Alan?
That's also funny.
It's more motorbike courier than Dominatrix, to be fair. Oh.
Sounds better, yes.
Sporting a rainbow on a shirt today as well.
Nyan cat.
Not very.
What? Nyan cat.
What's a nyan cat?
Nyan cat. This is a nyan cat t-shirt. It's a cartoon cat.
You're really selling this.
Weird for having a Facebook page for his soft toy that was a cat. And now you're talking about cats.
I'm feeling quite kind of down with the kids at the moment, because this is a social network thing that has spread very much virally across the social networks, and is called Nyan Nyan Cat, and has its own tune.
How do you spell Nyan
Nyan? Sing the tune.
N-Y-A-N.
Yes, please, sing the tune.
I couldn't possibly. Can remember, it just goes on a loop, so you can play it for like 100 hours if you want. And it's kind of annoying, it's just this cat running along with the rainbow behind it, and
it's interesting the phrase "down with the kids" as well, isn't it? Do you reckon anyone who's ever said "down with the kids" is actually down with the kids?
I don't know what you're trying to infer then.
You're not.
I wouldn't infer anything against the Dark Warrior. I'm just
being down with the kids is not necessarily a good thing. In my lesson once, I caught a kid watching to someone count up to something like 1 million on YouTube, because they've got one of the accounts where you could record over 15 minutes. They actually recorded themselves speaking for 9 hours, just counting. So if that's down with the kids, I'm happy not to be.
Yeah, that's pretty mad.
Or it's just something about my lesson that they're happier to listen to that than me. But anyway, moving on.
Just wondering if I can get a bit of Nyan Cat. There we go. Here's Nyan Cat. And that's
turn it off!
And if you've ever seen the visuals before, we've got visuals on here.
Turn it off, quick. No, no more.
It's quite retro. It's like a ZX Spectrum.
No more!
You actually meant that as well, didn't you?
What do you think of that, Buzz Lightyear?
Hello, my friend. How are you today?
I don't think he's listening. Buzz.
That was Nyan Cat. So yes, you can find the team on Twitter. You can also find Katie Wicker, the stats, under @WickWock. You can find Chris on Twitter as well.
At Essex Film.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Why Essex Film, Chris?
Well, when I left uni, I started up a freelance post-production film, and I'm from Essex. And it just seemed like a good idea, just to have something that located me and something to do with film and just kind of put them together. It doesn't work very well with filters because it looks like ES sex film. So it gets cut out of a lot of filters. But apart from that, it did the job.
Do you wear white stilettos and drive a Vauxhall Nova?
My ex did, but I don't.
And do you use Twitter, Adam?
I do. But I only really use it as a media consumption method, really. So, obviously, in Microsoft, I have to follow a lot of technology stuff, so I use it. I tend to follow lots of tech news sites and use Twitter for doing that, so I don't generally post.
So, keeping you up to date with things?
I'm too boring to post.
More of a stalker than a producer.
Yeah, I like stalking.
Yeah, I do that.
So, what do you actually do with technology?
What do I do with technology?
Yeah.
What do you mean, personally or professionally?
Either.
Both.
Well, professionally. Professionally, it's a really interesting job. Says Sarah.
And Sarah has now perked up. She's now leaning over to get into the show.
And
she knows Adam is talking. She can smell blood.
Right, she's about to try and get in there with this story that she likes to tell of when I sat on the end of the bed once and pretended to read her a book on Microsoft Windows.
You actually did it twice.
Did she cry? Only for comedy effect.
No.
No, but she just proceeds to tell everybody like I do it seriously rather than like I was just doing it for a bit of a laugh.
I did read out a Chinese menu once to Katie. She couldn't take it. You know when you just go, number one, prawn toast. Number two, special fried rice.
And why did you choose to do that?
There's nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do. My life has got this boring. I am going to start reading the Chinese menu.
We were in a restaurant/hotel called Hua Lok, which is in the south of Costa Rica, and it cost us $4 a night to stay there.
$4?
Yeah, so roughly, what, £2.50 a night to stay in the hotel.
Come but on,
you only got water every now and again.
He's a big spender.
Yeah.
I can see why he wooed you.
So tell us about technology. We've moved away. Tell us.
Sorry, we moved away. Yes. So I basically help customers that we work with, so usually big businesses, implement Microsoft technology in some way. And that's about as exciting as it gets.
I thought you can just install Windows yourself. So why do we need you?
You can just install Windows yourself, Alan. And if you'd like to go around a 100,000-seat company and install Windows 100,000 times... might get a bit boring.
So you
might
can
cost
save
you a lot of money.
Time.
Yeah. So basically it's about helping customers efficiently use Microsoft technology to help either meet their business goals or, you know, might maybe reduce their costs.
So what cool technology or what cool new software is Microsoft playing with, doing with now?
There's loads of things that we're doing at the moment that's awesome. The most awesome thing that you know about, Alan, will be Kinect. Everyone play with Kinect here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
This is for the Xbox,
yeah,
isn't
Thursday
it?
Night, yeah.
Yeah. Thursday night Kinect night. That's probably the coolest thing that's come out from Microsoft recently, because obviously, you know, not only is it an awesome gaming platform that everyone's starting to use, but have you seen the advert that they're playing on telly now when they're showing all the different ways people are starting to use technology, and they've got the Bomb Squad guy doing controlling a bomb... What do they call it? Those weird crane machine things?
The
probing things.
I think it's a weird craning probing thing.
A weird craning probing thing. But he's controlling it with his hands, and then
he's moving it with his hands. Yeah. So he's doing it through an Xbox Kinect type.
Yeah. So basically,
that can't be safe.
Well, I don't think he's
video games now.
Oh,
mirror
it's a game.
Real life.
I thought you meant actually.
No,
it's real life. But I don't think he's sitting on the back of the crane controlling it. I don't think he's like actually there. I think he's like sat somewhere away where it's quite safe.
I'll make sure he can't itch anywhere while
you're doing it. Yeah. But Tom was saying yesterday as well that one of the cool things they show on that is that, you know, for example, a doctor who's doing surgery and he needs to look at scans and things like that, and he can control that with his hands, right, so he doesn't have to touch anything, so he can keep himself nice and sterile. So basically it's all about all of the potential of Kinect as a technology, which is pretty awesome.
Fantastic. I never thought of it like that. I thought it was just like a game you could have fun with your family, and it stopped you killing each other at Christmas.
No, I mean,
well, it is good.
Within the first day or so of it coming out, people had got onto the computer and had managed to get to adapt the Kinect so they could actually use it to control their own computer. It is really, really easy to use, really easy to, well, hack is probably not the right word, but just so they can do all sorts of things. You almost got like Minority Report, if anyone has seen that film where...
Oh, now that's very cool. That was like a vision of the future, wasn't it?
It's a step in that direction.
It is. Yeah, we were actually involved in that, you know, I think, in Minority Report. I heard that somewhere. I wasn't obviously involved. It's not really my area, but...
Yeah. What do you think, Buzz?
Buzz Lightyear, at your service.
Excellent. What do you actually think, Buzz?
I come in peace.
That's really helpful. What do you think, Buzz?
As a member of the Space Ranger Corps, every day is an adventure.
Excellent.
Amen.
Do you say that at Microsoft?
Every day is
an
adventure.
As a member of Microsoft, every day is an adventure.
We're not weird, you know. We are fairly normal people at Microsoft. I know there's this weird image these days, but we are actually fairly normal people. Says Sarah, coughing in the back of the room.
There appears to be some doubt over that.
I'd have to say that as you know, my business is running training courses. I go into Microsoft every now and again and run a course, and it is one of the best companies I work for. It's so much fun. The atmosphere is relaxed. The people are nice, and they give you free cans of drink when you're there. It's incredible.
Free soda.
Is that
free
soda. The fridge is so well stocked.
No, we've actually paid for that.
Oh, okay.
Mike was on the show 2 weeks ago. If we'd had him on the show, we would have got free Coke and 7 Up. Ooh.
Who was Mike?
If anyone's... There's a guy called came on the show a few weeks ago, Mike Essex. What a great name.
Good name.
Hi, I'm Mike Essex, author of Get Free Stuff Every Day. And his book is all about how to get free stuff.
Free stuff.
And he originally started
as in stealing, or...?
as in people give it to you willingly.
Oh, I see.
So he started a gamer site years ago reviewing games. And so people sent him over 200 free games that he then reviewed on the site. And
he probably reviewed a couple of Microsoft games, Age of Empires, stuff like that.
Oh, Age of Empires was
That's
brilliant.
A Microsoft game.
Nice.
Did come
nice.
Up
I like the pro
games.
Microsoft feel in the room. Awesome.
I do actually really like Microsoft. Yeah, there's a lot of Apple products around the table, though, I have to admit. But then Microsoft doesn't make the actual, well, apart from Xbox,
computer.
The computer itself, do they?
Or the hardware.
The hardware. They make the software that runs the hardware. So
very good, Alan.
Yeah, showing my knowledge.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Do you read the Microsoft website before you went to work, Tim?
I have been working with Microsoft for several years now, and I am now officially a fan, definitely. So, look, there's loads more coming up in the course of the show. A huge amount. We've got music by Billy Joel, which I'm looking for. We've got Radical Face with Welcome Home, Son. We've got, I'm sure we'll talk more about cruise ships and music with Tom. We're going to talk more about technology with Adam. Chris will have something to say. We're not sure what, but it'll just come as we go. And excitingly, at the end of the show, we're going to find out about fake man tan.
Fake man tan.
I'm dying to know what this
fake
is about.
Bake.
Fake one. Bake.
Yeah, that's the technical term, I think.
What do you put it on and get in the oven?
I'm not entirely sure. I have to read the instructions, but I suspect that would be an excellent idea.
That's
let's
one of
come
those
back
really
to
bad, bad gags. Whenever I say to Sarah, can you put the oven on? She goes, yeah, but it's not going to fit me.
No, it doesn't suit me.
It doesn't suit me.
Sorry, did I just ruin the gag?
You did just ruin the really bad gag.
Well, it couldn't have got much worse, let's be honest. Yeah, orca balloons.
Let's get straight on to the next show, shall we, Buzz?
Come on, it's time for adventure.
Yes!
Or the next song.
The next show.
Next show, next song.
We're so bad, let's get on to the next one. Quick, let's go.
Oh, the words are not coming out today. So we're going to move straight on to the next song, which is Billy Joel with She's Always a Woman.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Changes her mind. She'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. She never is frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. And she can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
And that was Billy Joel with She's Always a Woman. You're listening to The Alan Donegan Show with special guest Adam Shepherd.
Hi.
Love the energy.
Tom Shepherd.
Hi.
And from the couch, Sarah.
Hello.
We're all here, and the team, obviously, Chris.
Hello, Basingstoke.
Manny Latina.
Olé!
Hey, Zoe the Dark Warrior.
Hello.
And Katie the Stats Wicker.
Hi.
Does Manny ever actually get to say hello, or is it always just over?
Olé! That's it.
You may do it, no one ever hears it.
Well, actually, we started this because the very first show, I said, and we've got on the show Manny Latina, and he said, hello.
He waved,
and then kind of... So actually, we've replaced hello with olé! Which has lots more energy. And Manny has always said he doesn't like to talk on the show, but sometimes we force him to.
Yes.
And I have the feeling there's a section coming up, requested by Zoe the Dark Warrior, about fake man tan.
Absolutely, yes. We were discussing this issue last night whilst we were drifting the aisles of Tesco.
Right. The exciting Friday, right?
Yes. All good conversations.
What were you shopping for?
Fake tan.
Oh, it was fake tan.
No, did you actually go out for fake tan?
No, we went
out the weekly shop.
General weekly shop.
Yeah. All right, darling, let's go down the shop and get some fake tan. I like
yes,
that.
I'll have shade 72, please. But no, Manny was drifting and saying, oh, can you get fake tan for men? Just like as a moisture, can you get? And I was thinking, well, where's this come from?
Well, what's the difference between male skin and female skin?
Well, I was thinking that.
Men are rugged.
Yes, apparently, according to brands like, you know, your Bulldog brand, apparently there is a difference between men's skin and women's skin.
I think ours is softer.
I think so.
I think you'd like to think so.
We could do a test.
We could do a test, a softness test.
I'll go round and feel everybody.
Blindfolded. Oh, the thing is, we have to give you bits that don't have stubble to feel, because otherwise you can easily tell.
This is Katie that's
getting wrong.
You still up for this, Adam?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Chris doesn't have bits without stubble.
Under his arms.
There's a couple of balloon moments going on with the shepherds. What is this balloon thing?
Awkward balloons, Alan.
What is awkward balloons? Is it like, what do you call it, Angry Birds, but awkward balloons?
Oh, awkward, yeah, very like awkward turtles.
What's awkward turtle?
The awkward moose.
The awkward moose.
I think you have to have the hand signals for this. It doesn't work on it.
Yeah, I'm not.
What am I missing here?
So, what
awkward giraffe.
Yeah.
I've not seen awkward giraffe before. That's a new one on me. I'm learning lots of new things on the show. You should call this the educational show.
That was awkward turtle as babies.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is we're going to record these, put them on YouTube, and put links in our Twitter account to all the awkward animals that we can think of.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
That sounds like great. Yeah,
because you can't see any of this, and you're missing out.
Yeah, well, so we'll get the video camera after the show, and we'll put a few awkward animals and awkward balloons as well.
Yes.
So basically what happens is when I say something inappropriate, or Sarah does, which is generally the two people.
And happens very often.
And you see these shepherd boys, they make a fist like they're holding a mug of beer, and then
or a bunch of balloons which might be more relevant than this.
Probably is, but it looks like you're holding a beer, and then they kind of let it go up into the air, and then all the awkwardness drifts away and up, and we are left with just peace, harmony.
So if you ever see the shepherd boys just standing around looking like they're holding a balloon, you know what's going on.
Or a shepherd crook.
There you go, a shepherd crook.
idea.
So what is it you wanted to tell us about fake man tan?
Oh, right, yes, of course. Well...
We have drifted slightly.
It's similar to an ambling show. Yes, yeah, well, being of a Mediterranean origin, Manny misses his sunshine.
I do.
And it makes him very unhappy sometimes, and his skin has paled to a shallow grey.
I look like
he's resembling a panda these days. So yeah, he just needs to get quite a lot of sun to in order to top up the tan. But whilst we were drifting through Tesco's, he was thinking, obviously along the lines of, hang on a minute, I can fake this. And
could always
so
go on a holiday.
He asked my advice, of which I was unable to give any whatsoever. I tan like a Scottish
person.
Ridicule
was all you offered.
Ridicule. Yeah. Well, look, let's see if we can fix this now. Yeah. If you're listening to the show and have experience in using fake tan, we need your advice on brands, recommendations, and indeed if you've had problems with streaking. So get in touch, studio.
You know, if you go to the gym and you sweat away and you're just orange pouring off your face,
can you get orange on your white T-shirt?
And quite frankly, the stains that you have to get, if you have to buy a product to get the stains out of, out of your T-shirts, and there is a product on the Tesco aisles, which I had to point out to Manny, called Tan Remover, okay, or Tan Streak Remover from in the detergent aisle. I said, these are extra expensive.
See, this worries me because you know I've got long hair, and sometimes when I'm at the gym and I'm squatting, I have to tie my hair up in a bun.
Whoa!
A sumo wrestler? He's got his hair in a bun and he's squatting like. Maybe that's the new one, Manny Latina.
I swear, I've heard whistles before, and it worries me. You know.
We've got to go to the next song. If you have any advice for Manny on fake tan, email studio@alandonegan.com or get us on Twitter @AlanDonegan. Get in touch. Manny needs your help. We're going straight into the final song from the show, which is Radical Face with Welcome Home Sun.
Welcome home, son.
radical face with Welcome Home. Why did you choose that one, Adam?
I saw it on an advert in the news that...
No, but that's quite often. I don't know what's funny about that.
They always use awesome music on adverts.
Like the Levi's ads when I was young. Stiltskin
did one of Levi's ads. That was one of the famous ones.
Yeah. And that Babylon Zoo track that was the only good song they ever did. And then everyone brought their album and it was rubbish apart from that one. Spaceman. Yeah. We wanted you to go into space, man.
Intergalactic. We're just going to do Jamiroquai.
Yeah. What do you think, Buzz? See, Buzz. Doesn't really work with Buzz, does it?
No. Well, I like him, but you need to press the red button.
To infinity and
beyond!
Let him do it, man.
But I want to join in. Is it just me, or is anyone else like Buzz Lightyear?
I love Buzz Lightyear.
It's just me, says Sarah from the couch.
Sarah from the couch. It's like Jenny from the block, but Jenny slightly different Basingstoke version. Yeah.
So earlier this week, I was pulling out of the flats where I live.
Orca balloons.
Did you finish my sentence before I finished it?
No, I think there was just a slight visual there.
You just have to be careful for the pauses that
just
you leave
move on.
In.
Yeah, there was a long pause.
A long pause.
After pulling out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you finish.
Let's move past this bit. Move past this bit.
Just say it in all one big sentence.
Pulling out of his flat. Carry on, Ellen.
We've not had many people on the show cry with laughter and turn bright red. But it is pleasurable.
Did you have a week of work?
So I was pulling out of the flat, and Zoe's gone bright red as well. Dark Warrior, man up.
Man up? Show this woman up.
Pull yourself together. So I was pulling out of the block of flats, and it was you come up to the T-junction type thing, you can go right, left. I looked left, I looked right. There was a car coming from the left, but I had enough space to get out. So I pulled out, and opposite, some guy decided to cross the road at me as I am pulling out and revving my car to pull out in front of someone else. And he sidestepped my car marginally. Why is everyone... He's lost it. Absolutely lost it. I thought it was quite a good story. Quite a good story. He's gripping white knuckles, tears rolling down face.
It's a good story, Alan. That's
Tom's
all it is.
Gone.
Carry on.
It's just a good story.
Carry on. Maybe you might want to drive out of your
flat. So are you okay over there, Tom?
There's not many cars on cruise ships. I mean, that's the one that's gripping him. There's cars.
I mean, that's it.
Sarah, from the couch, are you okay?
I'm fine now.
You've recovered?
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. What do you think, Buzz?
Yeah. Who goes there? Friend or foe?
Are you friend or foe, Sarah, from the couch?
Friend.
Friend.
Tell the story.
I was going to say, is there any more to your story? Is it just literally you pulled out and a man was walking? Wow.
And I nearly killed him.
Oh, you nearly killed him. Well done.
I was literally gunning my engine, revving out, and he stepped to one side, and it was a near-death experience.
So if you work for Basingstoke Police, what's your registration, Alan?
Was he angry?
He didn't seem angry. He apologised to me. Which was nice, because I've had another near-death one many years ago where I nearly ran over a guy, and he didn't apologise, he just got very, very angry, even though he just stepped out in the middle of the road in front of me. Has anyone else nearly killed someone before?
I nearly killed someone the other day on a bicycle because they hadn't got any lights on, but that's kind of half and half, really.
That is dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, you can ride a bike. Right. It's 6:30 in the morning at the moment, it's time of year, January, and it's you really need to be able to see someone coming. He did have, apparently, had a yellow jacket on, but, you know, he was not really that visible to me. You need lights on your bike. Yeah.
This is quite a serious end to the show.
Yeah, quite morbid, because he was close to death at the time. He was inches away.
Inches away from death.
Yeah, it was.
It's the same
bloke.
Same guy.
Walks around trying
same
to get gold.
Yeah. Sarah from the couch, you've got to get in and closer to the microphone at some stage. So if we were to sum up the show... I think, what has this show been about? Show has been about whacking vegetables.
Stop with the inappropriate talk. Jeez.
To capture sound effects. It's been about technology, it's about music on cruise ships, it's about death and fake tan.
Yeah.
Nice.
And obviously I think that's the most important
it has been
point.
About
and Buzz. Buzz, what do you think about fake tan?
Hello, my friend. How are you today?
Buzz, what do you think about fake tan?
I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger.
I don't think he's interested in fake tan, to be honest.
He's not interested in fake tan. Buzz does not need fake tan,
does
he?
He's covered from head to toe, pretty much, isn't he?
Yeah. So we would like to know more about fake tan. So if you yourself use fake tan, we want to know. Or indeed, in fact, if you manufacture fake tan and you have some you could send us, we will experiment on Manny Latina.
Ole!
With the fake tan. So that's what we're going to be doing over the coming weeks.
As in professional people, or people that just make it in their basement.
To be honest, we're quite open to anything.
Yeah, we'll use tea bags if we can. I'll record it. I'll get tape.
Yes. We can sell the sound effects of Manny Latina covered in so do you have anything to end with the show, our special guests Adam and Tom, Dan?
I love you, Alan.
I love you too, Adam.
That's it.
Excellent. Ending on the note of love with Adam. Tom,
it's all about love.
Incredibly awkward.
Awkward balloons.
This is incredibly awkward.
He doesn't like the man love, you see.
He doesn't like man love. Sarah from the couch?
No comments.
And the team, any last comments?
Yeah, well, just don't pull out until you know it's safe.
Fantastic. Two glasses of wine and she's a screamer as well. So coming up in the next few weeks, we have Jan Jack on the show, who is a comedian. I'm looking forward to that one. We have Astrid Haig-Smith with The Unsigned Show. We'll be talking about unsigned music. And we have a new work experience student working with us on the show, John-Pierre Colby, who's going to be doing a new feature for us over the coming weeks. If we can motivate him to do anything. He is a student, after all. And that's what's coming up. You've been listening to the Alan Donegan Show. It's been great fun this week. See you all next week, Sunday at noon.
You have been listening to the Alan Donegan Show on Radio Basingstoke. Tune in next week for more comedy, laughter and guests. We love you, Basingstoke.